Beginning from your spiritual life. Yes. So long I'm hearing. Jayatam Shri Taupanna Namo Mandan Masir Gati Masarva Shapadam Guru Radham. Today, Sammandha Avideya Prayer. At the present moment, in our transition stage of life, we have forgotten our relationship with the Supreme Personality of God. This is our conditional life. It's like a son has forgotten his father, rich father, opulent father, and loitering in the street. That is our condition. We are all sons of Krishna, part and parcel. And Krishna is full of six opulences. Richness, strength, influence, beauty, knowledge, renunciation. Krishna is complete. If my father is complete and I am his son, beloved son, why shall I loiter in the street? This is Maya. We are thinking that we are made of something of this material elements. And this body, the body is made of this material element, bhumi, raapa, anara, vayu, khangamana, buddhi, devati. So, this is our mandamati. Mandam means breath. This conception, bodily conception applied, is the cause of our conditional life. Subjected to the stringent laws of material nature. These are the ways. So, Krishna begins, therefore, his instruction that don't think that you are this body. This is your covering. You are within this body. That is the beginning of Krishna's instruction. And at last, he, as a father, as advises, Sarva Dharma, Paritrajya, Mami, Kama, Sarananda. So, when we do that, giving up everything, we surrender to Krishna, at that time, we revive our relationship with Krishna. This is what. Therefore, the author is instructing us ජයතානසිරතු තංගල් මම මන්දානේ ස්වානු කනක් ගෝ වෙරි ෆාස්ට් ආර් බෑඩ් මන්දානේස් මේ මන්දානේ ස්ලෝ ඉන් දිස් ඒජ් ස්පෙෂලි ඉන් කොලිගෝ වී බිකම් very, very slow in spiritual progress. Although that is our main business. But on account of this Kali Yuga, we are all very, very slow. We think that spiritual cultivation is meant for old age. Now let us enjoy our life in this material world. That is our wrong conception of life. What do you mean by old age? Nearing death. So who can guarantee that he is not nearing death? Everyone is nearing death at any moment. Why should we wait for old age? That is mundamati. Bad intelligence. We should know that death may take place at any moment. Therefore, every one of us are already old. Old, generally you understand, old age means nearing death. But who can guarantee that there is no death immediate at any moment? Therefore, Shastra says, before meeting your next step, you should endeavor so dexterously that you complete your Krishna consciousness before your death comes. That is intelligence. Not that, well, I am now a young man, let me enjoy. And in old age, after passing 60 years, when there will be no other engagement, at that time I shall chant Hare Krishna. No. Immediately. Purnam jate. Prahlad Maharaj advises, Kumaram asarit prakna dharman bhagavatanya. Durlabam bhagavatam janma. Tadapi adhruvam arthadam. He advises from childhood, just like we are trying to teach, even in a small boy, a small child, to chant and dance with us. Have they learning? Isn't the leader? The small children, they are also taking part. Now somebody may say that these children do not understand English. What they are hearing, simply they are wasting their time. No, they are not wasting their time. The vibration is surcharged with Krishna consciousness. So, if they simply hear, even though do not understand English language, by simply hearing the vibration uttered by the Vaishnava, your Vaishnava, that will be effect. Sinnadang sabata Krishna punna sabana kīgam. Simply hearing will do. Simply by hearing, they will become pious. And they chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Somehow or other, if one takes part in these discourses, he will be pious. Sinnatam sakata Krishna. Param vijayati Sri Krishna sankirtanam. Tita dharpana madhya. Simply by hearing, it is effective. Alright. So, from the very beginning of our life, we should try to become Krishna conscious, not try, but we must. It is not what is called optional. It is compulsory. It is compulsory. If you want to make your life successful, then this is compulsory from the very beginning to become Krishna conscious. So, especially in India, the atmosphere is very good. It is specially meant within this universe. This plot of land, known as Bharatvarsha, India, is a most sacred place within this universe. And of the whole land, Bharatvarsha, Bengal is very sacred. And the whole Bengal, this Nadia district, is very sacred. And in the whole Nadia district, this spot is very sacred. Mahapur Chandrulaya Temple. So, by Krishna's grace, you have got this opportunity to live here. Take advantage, full advantage of this opportunity, spiritual opportunity. This is the statement of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Not that I am manufacturing. We cannot manufacture anything, but we can repeat the words of our predecessor. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Jaiva Dharma, or in Chaitanya Siddhartha, he has stated like that. In the Bhagavad-gita, Bengal is the most important place, and in Bengal, the district Nadia is most important place, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. Don't take it leniently. It is very serious thing that Bharatvarsha is meant for cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, our present leaders are misleading them. Anyway, you are fortunate. You take advantage of this cult of Krishna consciousness, which was spoken by Krishna himself in this land of Bharatvarsha. Dharma Khetri, Kuru Khetri, Samabhita Adhidusama. That Kuru Khetra is still existing. It is not a myth or mythology. The nonsense people they may say like that. But Krishna is the supermost person, both in history and Purana means history. Itihasa Purana. Sarang Sarang Samudhitya. Back then, compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam by collecting the most important news from history. Purana. Purana means old history. It is not mythology. The foolish people, they say like that, mythology means something created. No. Don't take it in that way. It is the essence of important historical incidences. Record. Both itihas, history. Mahabharata is also history. Maha means great. And Bharata means this land. Actually, it is history. But foolish people, without understanding through the Guru Parampara system, they manufacture their own way of understanding. Therefore, they are misled. They cannot take full advantage of this basic literature because they are misled. We should not be misled. Here, we should know always that we are lame, pongo. You see, a lame man cannot go very fast. But by the grace of Krishna, even a lame man can go fast, not only go fast, but cross over the mountain. Mukam karati bachalam pangam langayati girin. Just keep asamaham mante, si guru dinata. It is possible. He will become obedient student of guru. Then, even though we may be dumb, deaf and dumb, still we can become good lecturer. Mukam karati bachalam. Talk very much about Krishna. This is Krishna's grace. Mukam karati. Pangam langayate girin. If one is lame man, he is made to cross over the hill mountain. This is the mercy of Guru. So, bhakti or cultivation of spiritual knowledge is never checked by any material things. Ahoituki apratihata. No material thing can check us in our progress in Krishna consciousness. That is not possible. Never think like that. Simply follow the instruction of Krishna consciousness. Manmana bhavamad bhakta, madhyadi mahamanamaskuru. Follow the rules and regulations and everything will be clear, very crystal clear. There will be no impediment. Always chant, hear, don't waste time. Chanakya Pandit, he is a moral instructor, he says, about wasting time. He says, Aisa chanayako pi nalabhya sarnakoti bhi. In one moment of your life cannot be returned, even if you are prepared to pay millions of dollars. It is so valuable time. One moment passed. 7th April 1975 passed. If you ask back the return, 7th April 1975, it is not possible. Even if you are prepared to pay millions of dollars. So just imagine what is the value of our time. So this time should not be wasted. We should always, you Western people, you know the value of time from material point of view. Material point of view, that is also good. Don't waste your time. Engage always yourself in some good activities. But for spiritual advancement also, you should be more accurate and see. Abhartha-kāla-tam. Srila Rupa Goswami has recommended that one who is always anxious to see that not a moment is spoiled, that is advancement of Krishna. Abhartha-kāla-tam. Nāma-gāne-sadāruchi. Vivitta-jīva. Jesus said it, something like that. Upadishamrita is mine. The devotee should always think whether my time is passed uselessly. Then he will make it work. Don't be slow. We should be always very expertly alert. not a single moment is wasted. Jayatam Srutupunga. Mama Mandan Mati. Mandan Mati. We are very slow. Especially in the spiritual master. Practically there is no intention all over the world. They do not know that is the real business is spiritual advancement of that. They are so in darkness. The very unfortunate time, this Kali Yuga. Mandra, Samandra, like they want to utilize, they manufacture some new ways of spiritual advancement. This is another difficult. So many rascals, yogis, swamis, transcendental meditation, things that, avatar, always ready to mislead you. Always. If one is little inclined, then let me do something spiritually at once. These rascals will mislead. Very difficult position. Therefore, the best thing is to surrender to Mother Maha, Krishna, Sambandha Devotee. Mother Maha, our most difficult position is sex. Krishna, Maya has given such a, you may call it lines of bad, such propensity, sex, that it will create disturbances. Even though you are rigid about, you are doing nice things, but sometimes, especially at night, it will disturb. It will disturb. Therefore, Surato, Krishna is the most expert in this conjugal love. Krishna. So therefore we have to submit, surrender to Krishna. Sudato Pongo. We are very much feeble and very slow and so far our sex impulse is concerned. Here especially mentioned Madan Maha. Sex impulse is called Cupid, Madan. But if we become staunch devotee of Krishna, this material sex impulse will vanish. Will vanish. Because Cupid becomes attracted. Even Cupid becomes attracted by Krishna. We are attracted by Cupid, but Cupid is attracted by Krishna. Therefore his name is Madan Maha. That is the only remedy. Jadavadhi mama chitta krishna padara vinda nava nava thama rantu maasi jadavadhi vatanari sangame smachyamane bhavati mukha vika. If you stick to the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna same me, then this disturbing material thing, sex agitation, will not disturb. This is the only way. Therefore it is said, Madanama. Our spiritual life is hampered very strongly by this sex impulse. But it is material. The sex impulse is material. We should try to tolerate. Kanyamena karayo rivadukha dukham panditiva manasija visayeta dhira. Just to tolerate little and chant Hare Krishna, pray to Krishna, please save me from these disturbances. And we should materially also control పంచోర్మి సత్యారోప్యాస ప్రజలతో నియమాన్ అత్యాహార్ టు మచ్ ఈటింగ్ దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో ఎజిటేటింగ్. So everything can be controlled by Krishna's grace. He is Madan Mohan. Therefore, our first business is to surrender to Madan Mohan and establish our relationship with him. My Lord Krishna, I have so long forgotten. That song is sung by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. మానస దేహ గేహ జో కిచు మోర ఒట్టినో తువా పదే నంద కిషు. దిస్ ఫుల్ సరెండర్. దెన్ కృష్ణ అష్యూర్ అహం క్వా సర్వ పాపే భవ కోశామి. హి విల్ ప్రొటెక్ట్. సో తాన తిక్ఖ సభారత దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ డిస్టర్బెన్సెస్. సో కృష్ణ సేస్ టాలరేట్ అండ్ do your business faithfully, chant Hare Krishna, follow the rules and regulations, and remain fully surrendered at the lotus feet of Madan Mohan. There will be no more disturbance. Thank you very much.